Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. To Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your talk radio show host. I have a really great show for you today. This is going to be very fun, and I'm particularly excited about it because we are going to have my palm read and hear all the dirty secrets about myself, but I don't think there's a whole lot of them, but we'll see. Today we have with us gifted palm reader Myrna Lou Goldbaum, who has documented over 54,500 palms with an accuracy rate of 90 to 95%. She amazes those who seek her insight. Myrna has been reading palms for 60-plus years. She is a leading authority in this intriguing ancient occult art form and the author of May I See Your Hand, Soulmate Connections, Diary of a Palm Reader, and Cruise to the Other Side. She lectures and holds seminars on palmistry nationwide and a popular participant in fairs, as well as television and radio shows. So let's get started. Good morning, Myrna.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You're very welcome. Thank you for being my guest today. So, Myrna, how did you get into reading palms?
Well, when I was 10 years old, my mother was a nurse in a hospital. We lived in Ohio. I took two buses home from school to get a ride home with her. I transferred, and it took me a while to get there. I showed up by about 3:30, and the second shift didn't show up to work, and she had to shut me up because I was noisy. I was 10 years old, and I was going around saying it smelled like medicine, and there were sick people everywhere, and she said, here, sit down and read this book, and she grabbed it off of the volunteer wagon. She didn't look at the title, and it happened to be on palmistry. So I sat there, and she did an eight-hour shift. She gave me dinner somewhere in the middle of that. But I read that book from cover to cover, and I couldn't understand it. It's really complicated. But every page had one-hand illustration on it, and I memorized those illustrations. Then I went home, and I did my six-year-old sister, and I did the mailman, the milkman, our neighbors, my teacher, everybody I could get, and I was practicing. And then I tried to find that book for 45 years, and I couldn't find it, so I wrote my own.
Wow. That is an incredible story. I love
it. Wait till you hear this. I lived in Colorado near Boulder. I was doing a fair in Boulder, and a man sat down, and I read his hand, and he says, oh, you do Oriental palmistry. It's like from Asia. And I said, yes. He said, this isn't Hindu. I said, that's right. He says, well, I have a book at home that was written in 1895 by a Chinaman, and that book sounds just like you. So I described the book, and he had it. So he gave it to me. And I have it to validate my book is exactly what I remembered and what I've been doing all these years. And it's that same, it's the same style. But everybody puts their own take on how they do things. So when I teach a class, I teach people palmistry. And then I say, now you can put your own spin on it, or you can leave parts out, or you can add to it. So everybody has their own way to do it, but the lines are the lines, and you're born with them.
Interesting. And to my listeners, I had put it out there for you guys to scan your hand and send it to us so Myrna could read yours as well, but nobody came through with that, so we're going to just have to listen to my palm reading, which I hope will be very interesting. Can you tell us, so what does the palm tell us?
Oh, everything. Anything that makes an impact on your brain is going to show up in your hand. So you're a newborn baby, you haven't gone through any experiences yet. But when you're 16 and you have your first, you know, rejection or whatever happens to you, it's going to show. If you're 18 and you want to go to college and you're making a decision and you're back and forth about four different schools, it's going to make a decision finally, and that will show up on the hand too. When you get married and then you have a bad time in the marriage, it shows up. If you have a rough patch and then you fix it and it works, you work it through, that's there. There's so much on a hand that when I did yours, I only spent 35 minutes on it, and I usually spend over an hour. And this was just going to be a brief one, but I can get 5 to 6 pages typed, single-space typing, when I do a report.
Incredible. You know, I'm looking at my hand now, and I'm seeing 3 lines, and I'm thinking to myself, what could you possibly see? But
there's more than 3 there. You sent me 2 copies of your handprint.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I ask everybody, and then I usually ask their age, which you don't have to tell me. But
okay.
People like to know about now, but I actually start with when they were like 5 or 6 and, you know, the formative years, and then I go up from there. And I do puberty, and I talk about a lot of different things. And some people have just one specific question. Am I going to get, you know, passed over at work, or is this the person I'm supposed to find, or why have I never even had a date and I'm 17, or, you know, they have questions. And the answers are on the hand.
Love it.
And it's actually a scientific thing. It's not, you know, like woo-woo stuff. The hand is just like astrology or numerology. It's really a science. And I did research for the book that I wrote. My first book came out in 1996. I wrote it. It came out in 97. And when I wanted it to be perfect, even though I remembered everything and I'd been doing for a lot of years how I learned it, so I did check a few things, and I found out in 1967 in America, every medical school has the intern spend one whole day on Oriental palmistry. And so when I go to the doctor, when you go to the doctor, they usually shake your hand, and they're feeling, is it wet, is it dry, do you have fingernails that are chewed off, is it soft, is it hard hand, they're checking you out right away. Then while they're talking to you, they're looking at your hand. So a newborn baby has to have the lifeline or the bracelet, or they don't survive.
Interesting.
And a lot of doctors look at that when they deliver a baby, and they write down, they can tell if there's a congenital heart problem, they can see liver and kidney, everything is in that hand. So isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting. My son is a medical student. I'm going to have to ask him if he's learned about that, and if not, I'm sure he will be very interested.
Well, it's probably coming. Yeah,
yep,
it'll be
very interested. He's now doing his rotation, so he's out of the classroom. So I'm going to ask him. He loves this kind of stuff, so he'll be interested. All right, Myrna, lay it on me.
Okay, you want me to start with yours? Well, I have 5 basic lines that I talk about, so I'm going to tell you what they are first. First, I do the lifeline, the love line, and then there's the soulmate symbol that goes with that, and that I'm a specialist in. Then the work line, reproduction, and then the bracelets. Then there's a million symbols, a lot of different symbols, and I have a lot of them. Some people don't have very many. Some people have more than I do. Some people have more lines than I have. You don't have a lot of lines, but yours are so deep and so well defined that it was really easy for me to read yours. So
and
your
what happens?
Line,
I don't have fingerprints except for my thumb. I mean, I might have them, but they don't show up. What does that tell you?
Well,
about
you need
a
magnifier and a really high intensity lamp, and you'd see them. You have them.
Right. Right.
They're there.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I saw them, and I used
okay.
magnifier.
Perfect.
Right on the internet when you sent it to me, and I used a high-intensity lamp, and I could see them.
Okay.
And it says you're supposed to write, and it says you're artistic a little bit, and it says a lot of things about you. So let's start with your lifeline. And
okay.
this is not how long you're going to live. This is the gene pool heredity that you come from. It's the longevity of your background. And it
okay.
says that some of your people made it to 92 to 93, and so you come from strong people who are fighters and survivors. And that means
that's
if they got sick years and years ago, they fought it until they got over it. They didn't
that's
say,
true.
I'm giving up now, I think I'll quit and just go to sleep. So you come from strong stock. So it says early in your life you had a little bit of ear, nose, and throat problems. Is that true?
Trying to think.
Did you ever get your tonsils out?
No, I never did. Now, I wouldn't say that's not really where my problems were. I did have an area of my body where my problems were. I wouldn't say it was there.
Okay. So what it shows is that your mother had problems with you, and usually it is ear, nose, and throat when it's a little, I'm looking at like age 2 to 3 or 3 and 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it says your weak spot could be your lungs or asthma or breathing. And if you don't have any of that, I'm not God. I don't get it 100%, you know.
Okay.
And midlife, which is where you probably are about now, it says you're strong as a horse and you could pick a couch up if you wanted to. Don't do it, but I mean you're strong. So it says your strength is in your legs and your back. Would you admit that?
it's really quite the opposite.
You think you're weakling?
I'm very weak, actually. I really can't lift anything, and I do have back problems, so it's my back is not very strong.
Well, it says back issues materialized. I have that, but I haven't in the midlife, and that's where you are. But
okay.
it still says that you're strong, meaning your veins and your, you know, inside your bones, everything is strong.
Okay, great.
There's a fork at the lifeline, actually. Is your if you take your elbow, put it on your stomach, your listeners can do this too, throw your hand out in front of your face and bend your hand towards your nose, crinkle up your hand a little bit. The first line that you see should be underneath the fingers about an inch down, and it runs from the baby finger across. Do you see that
okay.
one?
Okay.
Runs
yes.
across your hand. That's your okay. lifeline. At the end of it, there's a little fork or a little V, and the fork is your IQ. And it doesn't mean that you were a straight-A student, or you could have been, but it means you have common sense, you can figure things out, you can figure people out, you can visualize things, and it's pretty good on yours.
Yes.
And then I call it street smarts, but it just means that you are aware and that you know things.
Yes,
so
always
your
have.
Love line,
yes.
Okay. Your love line says it's really thick on one side and thin on the other, which represents two people and it looks like a wishbone. So that would be coming down out of your hand from the thumb side. Do you see a wishbone?
Okay. Okay.
You know what a wishbone looks like. Okay.
Yes.
So that says that you're a match set and that you look good together because you belong together. So that means that you picked right the first time.
Okay.
So everybody doesn't do that, but it means you got the century, somebody that in this century that you needed to find. I do past lives, and you've been here before a lot of times. So this time you met somebody that you knew from a past life, and that's what a soulmate is, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
So usually the lines match, and yours fit like a glove, so it looks like if I laid his hand on top of your hand, they probably look the same.
Oh,
that
my.
That wishbone.
Okay.
Okay. So that means that's a huge X on this line, and X's stand for good luck, and you're loaded with it. You have a lot of luck. that might not have been in your earlier life, but now. The soulmate shows that you've been here 17 times, so you're 1,700 years old, plus this lifetime. So you have 17 soulmates you could have connected with this time, and you got it. So one in a million people does that.
Really?
Doesn't mean it's perfect. Yeah, doesn't mean it's perfect. Nothing in this world is. But it means you got somebody who gets your head and lets you be you.
Yes.
And you let him be him. So you make jewelry and you do your hobbies and he does his. He might go fishing or he might want to go golfing or something, and you don't go there. You're home doing jewelry. Then you do your stuff, he does his stuff, but you do a lot of things together. So you come together.
That's absolutely true. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't mean you split apart. It means you have your own interest and then you have your togetherness too.
Yes.
So that's worth $1 million. Then to me, a soulmate means it's somebody you knew in a past life and you carry the implant in you and you have 17 implants. And those are all memory banks of past lives. And so he's one of them. And in another lifetime, he could have been the woman and you were the guy, or he could have been your mother and you were a little child. It doesn't matter who you were. It just means when you come back, you're you this time. But you have that memory that you get back who you had before. So I'll tell you a story real quick. I'm on my third marriage because one died after 20 years. One was a divorce after 13. And this one is 23. So I've never been alone. But besides that, this one I met at a Jewish singles bowling league, and his best friend brought him. And the very first night he was there, I stole his baseball hat, and he said, "What are you doing?" And I like a full head of hair, and I wanted to make sure that he wasn't hiding a bald head. So I had to think real quick, and I threw it down the alley. And he thought that was funny, and I was 53 then. Sat on his lap. I giggled all night. I was drinking out of a water thermos thing, you know, like a just a drink thing. And he says, "What are you drinking?" And I said, "Vodka." And I was being silly. So he grabbed it and took a big swig, and he goes, "Why, that's just water." And I said, "Well, you make my legs turn to rubber." So he thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard of, and the next day he asked me for a date. We had one date. We've never had another one. He moved in that night, and he stayed 3 years. Then we got married. So the reason is we connected. We both remembered from a past life, and here's the story, and your listeners will like this. The next day when he called me at work, he said, "Let's do lunch." So I said, "Okay." And, you know, when you go to work, you're wearing heels and hose and earrings, and you're dressed up real nice. So I was all happy to meet him, and we go to a pizza parlor. And you have to wait while you order it, and then you wait while they make it. So we got to know each other a little bit, and we're talking. And he says, "I know you from back there." So I don't turn around, look in the pizza parlor, and say, "You've been here before." I said, "Explain back there, clarify." And he says, "You know, that other lifetime when we were 2-3-year-old little boys and you threw sand in my hair?" Yeah. My eyes started watering right then, just like on cue. And he says, "Oh, yeah, the teacher had to clean your eye out. I must have thrown some at you, too." So I look up in the soffit of the building, and that's like a ledge up near the ceiling. And I said, "Do you want to know the name of that nursery school?" Now, he's from New York. I'm from Ohio, and he's 9 years younger. So I look up there. There's no way I would know this. And I said, "Oh, wasn't it called Bomb Burger? But didn't we call it Bomb Booger?" And he got hysterical. Started pounding the table, screaming, laughing, stamping the floor. So I thought a mouse ran up his leg because I'd never seen anybody stamp the floor and do that. So I started screaming and laughing, and we got thrown out of there. So the manager said, "You can't do this. It's very busy. It's noisy. We have a lot of people waiting for tables. You two out." And I said, "You don't understand. This is a soulmate. We're making a connection here." He said, "Get out." So we're out in front of the restaurant, and I invite him to dinner that night. And I said, I wasn't going to have him in my house. I was going to meet him at a restaurant. So I said, "I have a coupon, 2 for the price of 1. We'll go to dinner since we didn't get lunch." So he says, "Okay." Dinner time came, or 5 o'clock after work. He walks in my front door with a suitcase. And I go, "Excuse me, what's that?" And he says, "Oh, I live here now." Now, the kicker is I was going through a divorce. So I said, "Well, you can't do that. I can't have you staying here. I'm going through a divorce. It'll ruin everything." He says, "Oh, I'll pay rent on your spare room, and I'll wait 100 years if I have to. I found you, and I'm not leaving." Isn't that cute? That's such a cute story.
Yeah, that
so
is
true.
Amazing.
It's going to be in a book that a woman, I'm in a book that a woman wrote called Hot Chocolate for Seniors. And now she's writing another book called Love After 50 or something like that, and she's putting it in there.
Very cool.
That's my story on Soulmate. So I don't know your story, but I just saw that you got yours. And I have an amazing story,
but I don't want to waste the time because we're already 20 minutes into the hour.
I want to hear what else you have to say. We'll do the rest of your reading. So on work, you have done many things, and you do things well or you don't do them. So I think you might be a little bit of a perfectionist or pretty nitpicky. Okay.
Yep.
So you have talent and ability, and you get what you want from people, but they aren't aware they're giving it to you. So in other words, you come in through the back door, and you have a nice way about how you get things. So if somebody isn't cooperating, you come up with a way to get them to not know they're working for you. So that's a trait that's really good. And it looks like you could have been a teacher. So it says you're a leader, not a follower. And that you'll be working until you're past 70 because you like what you do. So you do a lot of different things. It also says your hand shows you could write, lecture, teach, no problem, and you're good with yourself on a path that is for your own highest good. So you've figured yourself out and you're doing good with it. So I couldn't see your bracelets, and bracelets are those rings when you put your hand up, your elbow on your stomach, and you bent your hand up, you see all these rings by your wrist. You see a bunch of wrinkles or rings?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Each one of those rows is worth 25 years. And each row has in there times where you had to make a decision or find a solution to a problem or finish something. And so a bracelet on a newborn baby is made up of a squished up letter C all the way across. And it goes C, 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 C. And as the baby grows up and makes a you're 16, you make your first decision about a boyfriend or something, it becomes an O. So the C grows together, and it is closed on both ends. And so I couldn't see yours. But it says your ESP is strong, and sometimes it isn't. But mostly you pick up on people. You know who's a phony and who isn't and who you don't want to talk to.
Yep.
And you have some stripes on your flanges. This is not your fingerprints. This is the parts of your fingers where after the fingerprints there's a joint, then there's two flanges and a joint in between them. And those flanges are every stripe on there, and you had some, because I was looking with the light and I could see it. And every stripe on a flange is called a boo-boo that you had to make, that you had to fix from age 10 up till now. And there's a lot of them, right? Well, you have some, not too many. Maybe you get your hair cut real short and you hate it, and you have to wait for it to grow out, that kind of thing.
Well, I made some major boo-boos.
Or you buy a house and it's really bad, or a car is a lemon and you like the color, but you weren't thinking when you bought it. And so you have to make payments for 2 years till you're out of it, you know, that kind of thing. So the main thing that I got from your hand was you're a powerhouse of ideas. Your thought processing is off the charts. It's more than I've ever seen on anybody else's. And I've done all those 54,000 hands, you know, so that's amazing.
Wow.
So it says the energy for your age is something like somebody in their 30s, and it shows your IQ I already told you about. Let's see. I'll tell you some of the characteristics I came up with, too. It shows that you're a sensitive, and a sensitive is somebody who can talk to other people who have been in the same slot you've been in or the same position, and they get it, and you get it, and you feel for them. So that means that you're compassionate, understanding, you're intuitive, and you're a human being who has caregiving characteristics. And it doesn't mean you're a nurse. It means caregiving. It means you care about humanity, community, environment, animals, all kinds of things.
Right.
So it says your personality is beautiful, and you love yourself. That's why you can accept love. You have to first work through and accept yourself. Then you work for the highest good of others. So when you do your counseling, you're not talking about you. You're trying to get them through their problems. So it says you're artistic. I told you that. You're a visionary. You're spiritual. You're a light worker, and you probably didn't know that, which means you could do what I'm doing right now or things like that. Because you come from fighters and survivors, that's a good thing. It says you get bored quick and you need to have stimulation and a challenge all the time.
Yes.
Is that true? Okay.
Yes, I need I need to be creating all the time.
You need to conquer something new all the time, yeah.
Always.
It says you want
to
learn something.
I have to create new things every day.
Mm-hmm. But it says you want to learn something every day, too.
Yes,
I do. But you're busy, which is normal for you. You like it. You don't just sit. It says you're hard on yourself sometimes because you're a little bit of a worrywart. Would you admit that?
I used to be. I don't really.
Yeah,
I'm not really much of a worrier, but
now.
I used to be.
It isn't now.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing when
okay.
you were younger. That's right.
Oh yes.
Says you were a worrywart for you would have two voices going on in your head all the time, and they'd be going back and forth. And you know you'd be going da 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 da
yes.
back and forth, and you so you like drove yourself nuts, you know. But
right.
that's what that's all about. And then. I think that's about what I came up with in 35 minutes on your hand.
That's amazing.
That's
you nailed it.
Oh, well, most of it, except I didn't get your early childhood so good. You know,
yeah.
if I said it wasn't perfect, I mean, I do the best I can do with what I got to work with.
Right, but right. if you had my hand right in front of you, it would be easier, right?
That's right, it would be much simpler. And then here's what my thing that I like to tell people. Relationships, which you're good at, are the most important, difficult, and satisfying path we can take on this journey called life. And relationships doesn't just mean a marriage. It means anybody you make a friend with. You know, it means how you relate to other people. And it covers boundaries, respect, peer pressure, and how it affects our lives in relationship with self, family, friends, and lovers. So I tell every one of my clients that. I like that.
Mm,
and then
I
have a thing called my mission. And mine is I like to help people find the path for their highest good. And I show them on their palm the opportunities waiting to be utilized. And they use my expertise to gain happiness and love and work. And everybody has the free will to move and change their own life. So
things can be predicted as to what is coming by the palm.
Sometimes
okay.
I can see it, and sometimes it's muddied and you can't see it because the person
okay.
is hiding. Some people deny, you know, they have stuff, but they'll deny it even to themselves. And when that happens, I can't see it on the hand. It's like they're trying to hide it from me. When I do a reading in person, I do three things that I'm not doing on the radio, but I'll tell you what it is. First thing is I have them sign in, and I feel their handwriting. And that's when I can tell if they're putting walls up or they're trying to trick me or if they're a gypsy or they're trying to learn something and take my expertise away. I get it from the handwriting, and I don't know how that works. I just feel it.
Mm. Wow.
Then I have them fold their hands. So I'd like you to do that if you can put the phone maybe up against your ear, but fold both of your hands up.
Okay.
Like you normally would if you were relaxed. Now, what thumb is on top?
Left.
Okay, I knew that. So you're right-handed, aren't you?
Yes.
I knew that too. So your left thumb came up, same as mine does, and that means people who are right-handed, whose right thumb comes up, are fine. They're normal. And people whose left comes up are a little bit more, we're full of it. That's the only word you can say. We just have more ideas, more creative stuff. We're jumping around all the time. We're always what you are. I'm the same.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
And then now undo them and put your right thumb on top.
Okay.
And tell me how that feels.
Weird. I don't like it.
Right. That's the right answer. And the people who go, oh, it's okay either way, are fibbing because it isn't. Because you're born left-handed. That's what that proves. You came in as a left-handed baby and somebody switched you.
Really?
Either your mother switched you in the crib or in school or somewhere along the way you became a righty. but you're really a lefty. I married three lefties because I'm one of them. We think like they do. So is your husband right-handed?
Yes.
Okay, tonight when you see him, tell him to fold his hands up and see which thumb goes up.
Okay.
I think he'll put the left up too because you got a like, not an opposite.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, he's kind of disguised. There's a lot in there that's very disguised that he's not in touch with.
Oh, no.
So we're working on, we've always been working on that, but yeah.
Well, just to do the thumb test with him.
Right, he's highly intuitive, but he doesn't realize it. Highly intuitive.
Okay, so are you, though. That's why I'm calling you a sensitive.
Sam. Yes, yes. I know that I've called myself an empath.
That you pick up on people, yeah.
Energies. Oh, my gosh, energies. So, like, you know, my husband and I just recently bought a business in June, and the energy, we bought a Massage Envy, actually, in South Florida. And the energy of the place was so bad when I walked in. People were unhappy. The whole place was terrible. And I just could not function in that environment. I changed the energy within 2 weeks, and the place is, like, flowing, where people leave me notes and tell me, the energy of this place is so good. But I couldn't have it any other way, you know.
Yeah, because you couldn't live that way.
I cannot be in that environment,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember who you are. And since you have 17 past lives, you have a lot of stuff inside you that I've only been here once. So I was a
You've only been here once?
Yeah.
Really?
I came back to teach.
Interesting.
And so I was a male and I was a master because the sex changes every time you come. If I had to come again, I'd be the male again, but I got the soulmate this time. So I don't get to come back. I'm done.
Mm.
That's fine with me. I'm glad.
Right. Yeah,
so
there's something in my past life history that has haunted me for a long time. So we'll have to talk. There's something that's been there. I think I might have worked through it.
Well, that has to be off air. Yeah. Oh, yeah, past all that. I think you're okay.
I worked through it. Yeah, something horrible that I carried for many, many years in this life.
Mm.
Life is good. Okay. So, Myrna, what haven't we talked about that's important?
Well, my favorite book, of all the books that I've written, the one that I teach classes, I just taught a class Saturday in Fort Myers. I teach out of May I See Your Hand, and the subtitle on that one is Palm Reading for Fun and Profit. And I'm on the front of that with a client reading somebody. Then I wrote the Soulmate one, but the subtitle on that one gets everybody's attention. And it's called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Relationships, Love, Romance, and Soulmates. And my publisher called me up. It's Infinity Publishing. And the guy said, we have 900 authors here. I've never read a single one of their books, but your title didn't get me. It was a subtitle. So this is funny. He said, I went in the restroom, I sat on the pot, and I read it for 1 hour. And now I'm going out to find my soulmate. I had to send him a wedding present. So that's pretty funny.
That is really funny.
Well, because he said, I'm 57 years old and I've never been married. And I said, uh-oh, red flag, you know.
Yep, that's what I would have said.
And he said, well, he was in a 20-year relationship and other ones, you know, long relationships, but nobody that he wanted to marry. So then when he read the book and he found out why and what he needed, because the first 17 pages are things that even your mother doesn't tell you. And then there's 46 love stories in there, and every one of them is a hint. A person could do what any one of them did and find their soulmate. So he read that, took it to heart, went out and found his, and I just thought that was the funniest thing. Told me to charge $300 for the book. Anyway, so the first part of it is like, what is a relationship? What is love? How do you recognize your soulmate? Will they stay forever? Red flags to look out for. 15 qualities to look for when you're dating somebody. How do you connect? On what level? What's the foundation of a soulmate? You know, just all kinds of stuff. What is karma? So he didn't know any of that stuff. He was like a neophyte. So after he read it, he understood it. Then he started reading the stories, and I guess he figured out he could, you know, copy one or two of them, and he found who he was looking for.
That's just beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, Marta, let me ask you a question. So we can we find more than one relationship with a soulmate in our life?
Everybody doesn't get one. I don't even have the symbol on my hand. The symbol looks like a pyramid, and it's down by your wrist. But my husband has it this time. So that's
And what
why
does that
I got
mean?
It could look like a pillow or a pyramid, or it's something between the wrist and your palm, right on the edge there. It stands for a lot of things, and the first thing is you both have to communicate. So in some relationships, you have to pull it out of the other person, and they don't talk to you, and that's not good. So communication is the basis. Then on top of that, you have to look good with the person, so you look like you belong together. So somebody puny that's 18 isn't going to look good with somebody 80. It's going to look like their grandchild. Okay, then they have to be spiritual, which to me means godlike. So if somebody fell down and broke their leg, you wouldn't look the other way. You'd say, I'm going to get that. You wouldn't say, I'll let somebody else get it. I'm not looking over there. So a person who's selfish, self-centered, mean-spirited, that's not a soulmate. Soulmates are for other people, too. They will take care of somebody if they get hurt or if they need help or you use your cell phone to call 911 for them or something. Then on top of spiritual is the sexual aspect, and I don't want to know that about anybody's, but it means you're on the same page with somebody. So some men go, I don't care for it too much. Once a year is good. That's, you'd be cheated. Some men go, 17 times a week is good. You'd be cheated. You couldn't walk. So it's supposed to be spontaneous, and it just is when it is. And so the sex is important, but it's not the whole thing. Then religion on top doesn't mean church or any of that. It means higher powers, which are guardian angels and God in the heavens. So if one person's an atheist and one believes, it's going to cause fighting, and that isn't right because there's enough other things to argue about. It shouldn't be about that. So people have to be on the same wavelength. So a soulmate is on your wavelength because they already went through bickering, competition, sexual tension, frustration, all that stuff in another lifetime. This time you don't have it. This time it's slick. It's easy. So it doesn't mean perfect. That's why I said there are times when it isn't slick. But it's when first meet it. It's easy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, our story was definitely synchronistic.
But you go up and down with the person and everything. They go up and down with you.
Yes.
So if something happens,
but
you know
when it all fits, you just know. With my husband, he was not somebody I would have chosen, but it fit
right,
so
in
perfectly.
A million years.
But somebody
right.
actually had to tell me that what I was looking for, I already had. I couldn't see it.
Okay. Well, I knew. We knew in the bowling alley, both of us, but we didn't say till the next day when we got thrown out of the restaurant. Then it was so. It was so evident. And he said, I said, oh, my God, that's karma. He goes, what's that? He didn't even know that word. But he knew that he knew me, you know.
That's just crazy.
And if you would see what we look like standing next to each other, when we go on a cruise, people want to know why we run around the cruise holding hands all the time. And I said, he's affectionate. What can I tell you? And they said, but you look like you're with your brother. We look so much alike. We're like almost twins. Is that
Isn't
funny?
That amazing?
Well, we're both mesomorphic. We're short. We have the same cheekbones, same face, everything. But he has blue eyes and I have brown. But other than that, we're the same. We can lay in bed and throw a leg up and we don't know whose it is, if it's mine or his.
Really?
They're identical. Yeah. That's pretty funny too, isn't it?
That is funny. My husband and I are as different as can be. But people used to call us, when we were first married, people used to call us Ken and Barbie.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, because you're gorgeous, so I could see Ken and Barbie.
Thank you. But, yeah, that's what people used to say. So this is just very cool.
Okay.
You know, my life has really pulled together in the last, I would say, 2 years. Prior to that, there was a lot of confusion and a lot of I felt stuck. That's what it was. I felt stuck.
Yeah, so you were stagnant. That's when I asked you if you used to be a worrywart.
Yes, I was very stagnant. And then maybe
see,
that's
now
what
you're
flowing. Yeah, I guess. Yes. And then everything opened up one day, and it just everything I asked for just
you got
came,
it.
Started coming.
You just got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
I finally got it. So that's great. So, Myrna, for anyone who is interested in having you either read their palm or having you be at their event, how do they contact you?
Okay, so I have a website, and it's a www. My name is spelled MYRNALOU, then the word palmistry, PALMISTRY.com. So they can look up my website, or they can email me at HMG, those are our initials, HMG at private, PRIVATEI, that's a little letter I, .com. And the reason I have private I is because what I do is private, except on the air, and I is doing it, so private I. I think
okay.
That's cute.
That is
and,
cute.
And what happens is when I do a reading, they send me two copies of their hand and their age, and if they're left or right-handed, and then I do the report, and they can pay on PayPal. I've talked to people in 93 countries.
Hmm.
I didn't even know there were that many countries in the world, but I've been keeping track, and I got 93 of them. And I've done famous people that they've heard of, like Gerald Ford, who used to be a president of the U.S., I've done Sly Stallone, Clint Eastwood, Ivana Trump, Kevin
wow.
Bacon. I've done movie stars and all
very
kinds
cool.
of people. I've done people that are directors of public works and every walk of life. With that many readings, you know, I've done them a lot of places. But the thing is everybody has a hand and those lines are there and it doesn't matter how big their ego is, I can still cut through it. I've had murderers, kidnappers, embezzlers, blackmailers, UFO people, abductees, you name it, I've seen it and I call them on it. And they go, well,
that's
yeah.
So cool. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, no,
yeah.
Two different guys who killed somebody and I said, I see you broke the law and they showed me their ankle bracelet. So
wow.
that means I was right, you know, I got it. And then they explained
yep.
to me how it happened or what why they went to jail. And then I got a guy who was an embezzler once, and he took $100,000. And I saw that, and I said, I see where you took some money from the company you work for, and it was $100,000. He said, that's the exact amount I had to pay back. I went to jail. So
very cool. Myrna, we are getting ready to end the show, and we will get cut off if we keep talking.
Okay.
And I would
well,
hate to do
thank
that.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been
yeah,
a great
yeah, thank you.
Fun.
This was a lot of fun. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for the reading. I appreciate
okay.
that. And to my listeners, you definitely want to contact Myrna because she's going to tell you like it is. So she knows
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I tell the truth, yeah.
She knows stuff. So anyway, it's been wonderful. Thank you for being my guest
thank
today.
Thank you, hon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, life issues counselor, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.